I'm going to be specifically giving a talk about how my own humanities education, I have a degree in philosophy, has had an impact on what I do for a living, which is to write and specifically to write science fiction novels. The title of the talk I'm giving is Lasers, Explosions, Humanities. And so a little bit of that will just simply to be talking about how the process of my education and the things that I've learned specifically through humanities really kind of set the stage for me to become a writer and to be able to make the transition from, you know, thinking about earthly concerns to ones that sort of go interplanetary, so to speak.
You've won 3 Hugo Awards. Tell me about those. What categories did you win?
Well, the most recent one was just this year. It's the best novel, Hugo, for Red Shirts, which is the book that came out in 2012. And that is basically kind of the big award in science fiction, so I'm incredibly pleased to have won that one. And then I have 2 others. One is actually called Best Fan Writer, and what that is for non-professional writing, and I got that for the writing that I do on my blog, which is called Whatever. And then I have the award for Best Related Work, and that's for a collection of essays I did, which is called Your Hate Mail Will Be Graded.
One of my favorite titles of all time. And science fiction is such a fun genre. I've always wondered how writers come up with their ideas. Can you share a little bit about your process?
Well, the funny thing about it, you know, because we always get asked, you know, where do you get your ideas? And we have a bunch of various snarky responses to that. For me, my response actually is coming up with the ideas is not the hard part, because you can put anything together. Ideas come from anywhere, and you can get like dozens and dozens of them a day. The really hard part is not coming up with the ideas. The really hard part is knowing which ideas are actually good and which ones are terrible.
What is it like to work in a field where the only boundaries are the limits of your imagination?
The difficulty is taking these great, fantastic, crazy ideas that you have and still make them work in a way that someone who's just coming into your universe and has no idea where you're going will still be able to relate to it.
What advice would you give to an aspiring writer, or particularly an aspiring sci-fi writer?
It's the same advice for any writer, which is simply that if you want to write, you have to write, which means that you have to put your butt in a chair and you actually have to do the writing. I'm right now finishing up my next novel. It's called Lock-In, and I so want it to have been written. Do you know what I mean?
Yes,
sir. I want it to be done. And unfortunately, I still have a whole bunch of writing to go. And so for me, I've been doing this professionally now, writing professionally for 22 years now. And the advice for me is the same as the advice for someone who's just starting out. You have to put the butt in chair and you have to write.
You can find out how to get more information about John Scalzi's presentation at Northern Kentucky University on our website at wnku.org under local news. Mr. Scalzi, thanks for spending some time with us this morning.
Yeah, happy to do it.